Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
The cause of the unrest is unclear. The president called it a failed insurrection. Others say the looting was the result of a ticking time bomb of the socio-economic hardships faced by many South Africans. National Assembly House Chairperson of Committee Cedric Frolic says the probe will start as soon as possible. It will be a joint parliamentary committee done by both members of the NCOP and the National Assembly in the police and security portfolios.
It became evidently clear to us that we require more information. We have come to a conclusion that it will be important for a joint process between the Committee of Police as well as the relevant committee in the Council of Provinces to start digging a little bit deeper to find out why are we still sitting with unexplained questions. When Parliament reconvene on the 18th of August, there should be at least an interim report available from all these different committees.
Frolic says he and House Chairperson of Committees in the NCOP, Jomo Nyambi, have also approved a probe to be done by a joint committee of intelligence. He says the joint committee will investigate the intelligence aspect of the unrest. Paul Hoffman from the Institute of Accountability in Southern Africa has welcomed the parliamentary inquiry into the unrest.
Oversight over the public administration is one of the basic functions of the parliamentary committees, and the proper oversight is the best way to exact accountability and to ensure that there is not a repeat.
The inquiry is expected to look into the Phoenix massacre and the racial tensions in the area between the African and Indian communities. DA member of the police committee, Andrew Whitfield.
The DA is calling on Parliament's inquiry into the violence in KwaZulu-Natal to focus on the racial tension which has been created by social media mobilization and some politicians around some of the killings that took place in KwaZulu-Natal, specifically in the Indian community of Phoenix. The DA believes that this is pure and simple scapegoating to distract from the facts. And the facts are that the South African Police Service failed to preempt and contain the violent unrest in KwaZulu-Natal.
Whitfield says the parliamentary inquiry should also focus on uniting the African and Indian communities of Phoenix.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.